The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Do you have a second?
Yes.
Cool. So I obviously, the whole podcast thing.
Right.
So obviously it's taking a ton of time, and I want to figure out return on investment. Like, does this make sense? And I'm leaning towards, obviously.
Well, this was supposed to be my farewell episode.
Right?
I made some important promises when I originally started this project. And we planned strategically to figure out podcasting so that I could teach it to my marketing impact students and figure it out, understand it enough so that I could teach other people who it maybe made more sense to how to get their own show to rank and do really well in iTunes and on Stitcher. And the commitment was that we would continue these two shows until such time that they ran their course in the new and noteworthy section of iTunes. That has been the plan since the beginning. Okay, so let me pull back the covers and lift the hood and let you take a look. In June of this year, I started focusing on the development of a business idea that involved podcasting. I've always loved podcasting, and honestly, I kind of thought that my own little hidden gem. I could listen to them, I could listen to great marketers and hear the best interviews and best practices and opinions, and I could learn about current trends. I mean, I'm a student. I'm obsessed with learning. And for at least the last 8 years or so, I've been listening to really like high-tech podcasts, like from Leo Laporte and podcasts on marketing and business-related things. And I always assumed that I was one of the few women who had actually discovered this advantage until I realized that there's actually a lot of women who were not only listening to podcasts, but actually had their own really great podcasts. So it became more and more appealing for me to consider launching my own podcast. So in June, I hatched this idea to release two podcast shows at the same time.
Hello, and welcome to Build Your Tribe. This episode will give you the advanced techniques you need to immediately improve your Facebook reach and engagement to help you build your own online community. Here she is, the woman who works me to the bone, Shalene Johnson.
Well, 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 look at me having Suri do the introduction to Build Your Tribe. Hey there, welcome to Turbocharged Life with tips, shortcuts, and advice from the experts to help you create a crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled, turbocharged life. Why? Well, to be honest with you now you'll kind of understand like the whole picture. I did that to see if I could do it. And also because I just knew that I could get both shows to go number one in their category. I didn't think foolishly that I could keep them there for very long, but I knew I could do it at least in the first week of the launch because I have a, you know, really big or a sizable, I should say, email list. And I've got a, you know, about 1 million in total followers in social media. So with those numbers alone, it was pretty easy to project that I could go number one in two categories with two separate shows at the same time. Pretty cool, right? And what would be the purpose of that? Well, the purpose of that in doing my research was that I was pretty confident I would have both shows in the new and noteworthy category, which shows up on the main page of podcasting for iTunes. Okay, so then why did I want to do that? Well, I wanted to do that because I wanted to time it, both the release of both those shows, at about the same time that we would be opening up registration to my Smart Success program. So for those of you who, you know, really understand kind of marketing and timing and and all those things, that was the reasoning behind the timing of it. That was also, you know, to understand why I wanted to do two at once was just because it's like anything. Like when you see one tweet from someone, it doesn't catch your eye. But when you see like five or six tweets right in a row from the same person, even if you find it a little bit annoying, you at least take notice. So I thought, you know, that would really stand out if there were two shows from the same person launched at the same time, both in new and noteworthy and in a bunch of different categories. And it worked. And I stayed in new and noteworthy for 10 weeks. What I didn't expect to happen was to fall in love. Well, as with all relationships that you feel like you have to justify to other people because it just doesn't make sense on the outside, like the outside world doesn't understand why you're in love with this thing or this person, right? Well, that's where I'm at now. So I just keep going back and forth and around, knowing that it really doesn't make sense from a business standpoint. And I teach people to evaluate if what they're spending their time on is the best use of their time. So I just started asking for the opinions of people who I know will speak the truth to me.
Do you have a second?
Yes.
Cool.
So this is a call with Kevin Richards, and he's the person you heard at the beginning of this episode. Kevin is a business partner for both Brett and I, and he's a strategist. He's really great at being able to predict and strategize for our business. What I love about having Kevin as a partner is he always speaks the truth to me, and he will challenge my ideas, and he really makes me prove things before I go in head first. And so this is a call I made after kind of being almost ambushed, I felt like, at a Friday night football game. Now, my husband is the football coach at a local high school, and Kevin and his wife, Molly, had come to watch the game. Usually, we don't talk business. I'm concentrating on my son, who's a quarterback, and my husband, who coaches him. But I could just sense that Kevin couldn't hold it in. And he pulled me aside on one of their timeouts, looked me right in the eyes and said, "What's going on with this podcasting?"
So at the football game, when you were like, "Hey, what's the deal with the podcasting? What's going on?"
Right.
That was probably like the first time I realized, I mean, I guess I've known that at some point I'm going to have to justify this or dump it, you know? And I know
Right.
I feel like it served its purpose during our launch, but I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I don't have a way of being able to, I mean, I understand why you're questioning it, but I guess obviously it's taking a ton of time and I want to figure out return on investment. Like, does this make sense? And
I consider myself a pretty persuasive, well-spoken, confident individual. I made this call after having time to formulate my response and to passionately and eloquently convince Kevin why I should continue.
So my thought was that I would maybe I stopped doing Build Your Tribe. Like, just, you know, say bye-bye, farewell episode. And then, or do I not do that? Or do I put more emphasis into, or do I close the Chalene Show and send people over to Build Your Tribe?
Right.
I was struggling, to say the least. And I guess that's because deep down, I'm not sure I'm convinced this makes sense. I mean, I love it. But is that enough?
So I think the big question is, it all comes down to the primary purpose of the podcast. Is it attracting mm-hmm. the new people that we want to attract?
Right. All right. Yeah. And I feel like I'm giving away like amazing, amazing content that people pay a premium for. I mean, not everything. Obviously, I'm not going like in the deep, deep how to like we do in Marketing Impact. But like, I mean, I hear what you're saying. If I've got that much time, isn't it from a return on investment standpoint, like, you know, we're going to get a better return on investment if I spend that many hours on camera teaching to our students, our academy members, or just developing new content for them.
You know, then you have to look at the continual time commitment of it, you know, mm-hmm. and the, you know, the work it involves, not just for you, but for the team too. And is there something better use of your time? And
ugh. So he got me at my Achilles heel. As soon as he mentioned the toll it's taking on the team, I kind of felt my stomach turn. I love my team. And the thought of inconveniencing them or putting the team under duress to serve my own selfish pursuit made me rethink my position. If nothing else, I had to remember why we brought Kevin on board and the value in his opinion. You can almost hear how I've changed my opinion and my perspective at about this point in the call.
So if I, you know, take a break, basically, is what I think we're coming to a conclusion here. I take a break from both shows. I leave them there. I don't take the content down, maybe, but then create an episode for both shows that kind of explains what they are. And I don't want to make any promises, like when I'll be back or if I'll be back. But or do you think I just don't say anything and just not upload a new episode?
Yeah, you know, I think a wrap-up or kind of telling people, because if you think about it, it could actually explain to them the whole process so they could go, you know, learn how to do it themselves if you ended it that way. Or we could clean it up, basically. Say, okay, here's the 10 messages that I want to leave for people forever. Kind of, you know, what's the thing that I want to leave out there?
Huh. And do I say I may be back? I'll be back.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's the decision. Like, do I do a farewell episode for both, or do I just have not do anything and have people go, I wonder what happened?
And so, obviously, you now know why I wanted to create this episode to answer the question. I wonder what happened. And about the time I came to the conclusion that the right thing to do was to tell you what we were doing and why we did it, I started seeing this other podcast show rank above mine and everybody else's in the business category. At first, I ignored it. I thought, oh, it's just a new guy. And I really didn't like their cover art. I thought it was dumb. Then I listened and I got sucked in.
Conversations with my wife. I'm calling this miniseries Startup. It'll be 6 to 8 hours.
And it got me thinking, maybe the backstory is kind of an interesting story. So true confession, the style of this episode is purely inspired by This American Life, Serial, and Startup, which I've fallen in love with, which might explain why I continued to search for evidence to support my case that I should continue podcasting.
So the consensus is that I need to stop podcasting. And are you doing them weekly? Weekly? Get with the program here, sister. I mean, like 4 weeks.
So the woman I just referred to as sister is actually my sister. This is my sister, Janelle. And she's always got really great advice. I love talking to her for 3 reasons. Number one, she'll tell me like it is. Number two, she's a really smart businesswoman. And number three, I can make her laugh.
You do 4 a week? No wonder I can't keep up.
Okay, so bear with me. I get that our voices sound so similar, it's probably difficult to distinguish when she's talking and when I'm talking. In this next part, you'll know that it's Janelle because, as you'll be able to see, she's not a huge fan of the idea. In fact, I think she's kind of spelling it out for me, and it's pretty convincing. And I find myself agreeing.
Because podcasts aren't a good form of like, it doesn't like, well, like with Facebook, one of the ways I get new followers is when people share my Facebook posts. Well, but people share podcasts too. How do they share podcasts? I don't know how to share a podcast.
Well,
It's so easy to put a video on Facebook, you know, and reach all these people that you normally would have never reached in the click of a button. This is true.
And here's me agreeing with her. I mean, why am I spending so much time to reach people I've already reached when I can reach perhaps millions with just a click of a button?
So it feels like, you know, a lot of work that if I just put it into a video and put it on Facebook, I would have, like right now, any video I put on Facebook, I get at least a million reach, if not 2 million reach. Right. And that's taking me maybe 10 minutes versus this taking me 3 hours times 10.
Yes.
So we ended that call with Janelle suggesting, why not just do one a month and just let people find it? And lots of really great podcasts do just that.
Anyway, so regarding the podcast, I think it's 6 hours a week. And if you're not seeing a ton of direct benefit from now, I do think it's a lot right now. I think you could do a podcast, as long as you enjoy doing it, I think you could do a podcast either monthly or quarterly, or you could do like 2 per quarter, so you do 8 per year.
So that's my friend Brooks, and I wanted his opinion because I knew he knows my personality type. I tend to take on new projects, and sometimes, quite frankly, they don't make a lot of sense, but they challenge me. And I knew he would give me a reasonable opinion. Unfortunately, it was too reasonable, and I just wasn't willing to accept the fact that I could just do one episode a month or even one episode a week. It's just not how I operate. I'm either all in or all out. Now I'm going back and forth. Do I stop podcasting entirely? Do I keep the show that really better serves the direction of my current business, which is business development, and really pursue the less popular of the two shows, Build Your Tribe? And then there's this question of whether this new obsession is taking a toll on my family in any way. And I want to be sensitive to that. I mean, they're my number one priority.
Oh. So, have you guys ever listened to my podcast?
No.
Brock, you have?
I said no. No, I have not.
Neither of you have?
I've listened to it when you listen to it in the car.
Why don't you listen to my podcast?
Because
we have other things to live in our life.
You have other things to live in your life? Do you think I gave good advice?
Yeah, you probably do. You probably give great advice.
That we've probably already heard.
I do give good advice. Thank you very much. And I'd like to give these two the advice of enunciating. When they speak, maybe I wouldn't have to ask them to repeat everything.
Here's my question.
Why are you holding your phone like that?
Because I'm recording us.
Oh.
I have two shows right now. One's called The Chalene Show, one's called Build Your Tribe.
Yep.
Do you think and they're taking up a lot of time.
Okay.
Do you think I should get rid of one or should get rid of both?
Yeah, the Tribe one, because the Tribe one sounds like a bad name for a podcast.
Rock?
I feel like I'm on an Indian reservation with the Build Your Tribe.
Oh, brother.
Or like,
that's exactly what I said, too.
You did? You don't like that name.
I don't like that name.
I told you yesterday. I said, you release, get rid of one and just have the Chalene Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because nobody knows that you're, like, part of, if they heard the name.
They don't know what that is.
They don't know who you are. But okay. If they hear the Chalene Show, they're like, oh, Chalene Show.
That's very insightful.
Listen, if you ever need advice on any topic, ask a teenager. They know everything. And from what I could glean from this car ride, it wasn't affecting them, and that's good. As a reformed workaholic, I have many safeguards in place to ensure two things are essential in maintaining smart success. Number one, a set schedule. And number two, honest communication with the people who matter. So back to Janelle. That's my sister.
So where I'm at is needing like to face the fact that I need some tough love because I don't want to let go of this. I freaking love doing it. I'm obsessed with doing it, clearly.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I know the advice I would give to anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm shocked that you like doing them that much. I mean, you can hear it in your voice, but oh my God.
Why are you shocked?
Because when I listen to them, I'm like, this would have taken me so long to prepare. It's the editing, and it just seems like a lot.
How do you not know what Brett thinks?
Well, I mean, I think it supports me, but there's also part of me that's like almost like a closet eater. Like I'm sneaking downstairs and editing podcasts or like sneaking downstairs to record an intro. So there's like a piece of it where, you know, I feel like I'm asking him to evaluate like, hey, honey, do you think it's bad that I drink a glass of wine a night when actually I'm like, you know, in the closet guzzling two bottles, you know?
Right.
What does Brett think?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'll ask him.
So I took her advice, and I had that honest conversation with Brett. Honest with an asterisk next to my name. It's actually kind of uncomfortable to listen to, mainly because it's on record, like evidence. And here I am, I don't know if it's underreporting or flat-out lying about the amount of time I'm spending on these podcasts. Nonetheless, I got a sense of how he felt about it.
Are you still editing in all the shows?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I do tend to, like,
you
if there's
said, like I cut like
well,
out.
Like if there's a piece where I'm like the editor's not going to know that this.
Well, how much time do you spend doing that?
After each show, probably 30 minutes. If I interview somebody, I spend 30 minutes getting caught up on where they're at. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes on their interview,
and 30 minutes editing.
And yeah, that's a good average because cool. I might spend 5 minutes and I might spend 40.
Okay, so an hour and a half per
interview
episode.
Yeah, that's a good number.
I don't think it's affected anything during football season for sure because it's you've been doing them with kind of like right now I'm leaving and you're going down to do one.
Right. Okay, so if I'm spending, let's just say, just hypothetically speaking, 3 shows, 3 hours each.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 9 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 9 hours best spent on podcasting, do you think? In your opinion? Like, I know it's crystal ball, but...
It's impossible to detect that. I mean, you know, you were one of the first ones to start monetizing Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, your role has always been to find the creative stuff, find out what you know, be the early settler, be the first one there. You're doing your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm creating it, and I do feel like I also have to figure out, like, it's my job to promote it and also to know how to measure it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're doing your part. I mean, what the f*** the rest of us doing?
Hey, I see what you're saying. Like, it's not all your problem. Like, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, what is anyone else doing? Like, why is it just me?
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Oh, that was such a relief to hear him say that. You probably couldn't tell from my reaction, but I was so elated, relieved, to kind of feel like he had my back. It's true. What was anybody else doing to help me figure out if this is working and how to reach more people? And so maybe it wasn't all my responsibility. And maybe I could expect my team to, if nothing else, help me figure out, like, with certainty, do I continue doing this? I want to continue doing this. And all I need is a little bit of evidence. Like, let's find out if this is working.
And the rest of us got to pick up the slack. I got to go.
I love you.
And when I listen to that little snippet of audio, I feel like in that very sentence, in that very exchange, just as he's leaving for football practice, that I may not have found the answer, but I found the piece that's been missing, that's been bugging me. And I'm just trying to share an open, honest, and very real decision. What you've been listening to is kind of a a recording of my own reverse engineering process. I mean, this is how we make decisions. What are our priorities? What is it we want to do? What does the research say? And then what are the facts? And until this moment, I thought I had made up my mind. I thought I had my answer. I mean, how could I justify spending hours and hours creating the show to reach, you know, tens of thousands? And maybe that doubles by next year. But if I can create a 10-minute video and upload it, I can reach hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions, in social media. And so if I'm trying to reach more people, isn't it just irrational? I mean, isn't it just about my ego? Or isn't this just self-serving to continue podcasting? I mean, these shows are free and we really haven't considered using a sponsor. Maybe there is a way to reach new people, and maybe it's not all on my shoulders to figure that out. I mean, I am so proud of the content, of the education, of the value that's provided in these shows. I mean, it feels right. Like I'm doing good in a way that's so much more compelling than a 1-minute video. What if there is a tool or a company or software or utility that helped us to promote this show and to know more about the demographics, or like to track the traffic? I'm going to keep myself accountable by telling you I am committed to making an unselfish decision that honors my priorities. I mean, what kind of role model would I be if I wasn't able to follow my own advice? So I can't promise you that this show continues, but I can promise you that I will make a decision not based on my own desire, but a decision that honors my priorities. And that's going to take some more research. I need to dig a little deeper. My lifers, you are the bomb.com. And now I need your help. I mean, of course, the obvious is I need to reach hundreds of thousands of new listeners. Like, that kind of solves everything. So in a very obvious attempt to help the cause, I thank you in advance for suggesting this show to your friends, to new people, and most importantly, for leaving reviews on iTunes. But perhaps even more valuable is your opinion, your advice, and any research. Like, there's got to be somebody listening who knows how to figure this out. So send me a voice message. You can do that by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/podcast. There's a place there for you to leave me a voicemail. Or send me a tweet, at Shalene Johnson. And I won't leave you hanging. I promise to release an update within the next week. So to receive notifications of the release of the upcoming episode, please visit ShaleneJohnson.com/podcast. This show was co-produced by the amazingly gifted Nick Jaworski, who I want to thank profusely for being the one to encourage me to tell my story in this manner. And I have to say, he's one of the nicest, easiest, most creative people I've ever worked with. So check out his website at podcastmonster.com. And today's music was all composed by Kevin McLeod. You can learn more about his talents at incompetech.com. Those links, pictures, and photos of the people who are mentioned in this episode are all featured on my website at ShaleneJohnson.com/podcast. That's also where you can sign up to receive notification of the release of my next episode. And I promise not to leave you hanging. It's my goal to have this figured out within the next week. But until then, thank you for your patience, thank you for your understanding, and most of all, thank you for your support.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.